Ah, shit. I just spit up something. All right, it's my Halo Episode 3 review.
No, he did it.
Like always, I'm going to do this out of my car because, you know, fuck if I'm going to actually talk about this show in my studio. So, it ain't that important. It ain't that good. It ain't really nothing. The odd thing about this show is that it is so nothing of a show that I really was skeptical on even doing a review for this episode because of the fact that I don't fucking, like, nothing happens, you know? Like, the show is so goddamn boring and fucking white bread that, like, there's no point in even fucking talking about it now.
Who are you still watching it?
Well, I'm watching it because, again, I'm very much interested in where the fuck it plans on going, because everything now is just so unavoidably stupid and predictable that you just gotta question, like, what the fuck were they thinking? Why the fuck would they do this? I mean, the bitch even got renewed for a second season. For love of God. Why? Just why? So, I'm very much confused. I'm very much, you know, interested in seeing exactly where it's going. Also, me and my buddies get around when we hang out and we just start laughing at the damn thing and we just bring up all the goofy shit. Honestly, I should probably record that rather than me and my own personal take of it, but still. So, it's just something to laugh at, because it's like another thing where a corporation basically, you know, hired somebody who thought they knew better than everyone else, and it goes to show they didn't know shit. So, now you basically got what Master Chief is just constantly bitching, and then they finally uploaded Cortana into him, which is weird that they didn't explain to him what Cortana is supposed to be able to do, let alone how intrusive she would be to him, but him being confused on it, as well as everyone else when she shows up, is even weirder, because it was like, it seems like they also didn't explain to them how intrusive she would be. I mean, the bitch knows everything that he does and then just appears whenever the fuck she wants, and it freaks people out, and it's like, you can't tell social cues on that. But then the series was bright enough to make it to where she has snarky comebacks, or has a little thing she say under her breath, like, I didn't sign up for this. As if it's supposed to be funny, or it's supposed to show some symbolism of her having a fucking personality or something. Which it don't, because then the show basically has her act as if she, as if she's like full-blown robot, you know? That is against the directive. It was like, dude, Cortana, just do the fuck I tell you. And it was like, but the article stipulates and blah, 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 blah. Stupid shit, right? Also, don't know who the fuck told them to make whoever's playing Cortana look that way, but failure. Very much a failure. Now, I've seen plenty of pictures about Cortana, and I know that bitch ain't Cortana. One, I don't know why they had such an uncanny valley look towards her, or they thought that was a good thing. She looks fucking weird. Getting someone to actually cosplay as her, fine. I don't understand the appeal or the A-OK for that. I mean, she looks like her hair is totally different. And then the look of her body, and like, I know it's supposed to be like a skin-tight suit or whatever, but still, like, her image itself is only supposed to be fucking small on his wrist in the first place. So, I don't understand why you couldn't opt in. I mean, hell, you could have just annexed the body entirely and just made her a floating head, and that would like appear on his arm or whatever. But still, it's weird that you essentially constantly have her giant around him. And again, I don't know a lot about fucking Halo, but I know enough to know, like, yeah, the fuck. So it's just very weird. It's very weird that they're going this route, because it seems like, you know, that's nothing when it comes to editing, in terms of just having shrinking her down and overlaying her over his arm, and he's just holding it up, talking to it. Like, the fuck? I mean, hell, like, it wouldn't be hard to center your focus on your hand or your arm when you're acting rather than talking to this 3D bitch. But, you know, actors and their talent. Like, you know how hard it is to actually have someone interact with animated creatures well? Like, it's not a skill that generally is proven to be done correctly in like an amalgam of different fucking movies and whatnot. But it can be done, you know. Kudos to Mark Wahlberg on Ted. Also, everyone who did on everyone who worked on Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Christopher Lloyd. Man, the man of many talents. But that just seems like a weird choice to have it to where she just kind of pops up and does all that, or like she's in full person mode and whatnot, and then confused about the fact that Master Chief doesn't understand what she's supposed to be able to do or what she's capable of doing, which is very, like, I'm confused on that as well, because it's like, yeah, no one explained anything to him, and then his dumbass is too stupid to ask a question. And Lord knows that probably gives some insight on him having a fucking personality, which he doesn't. But, nah, it's just him just being like, hey, I turn off. Like, it was dumb. Especially, like, it was like later on when he's like asking her questions and shit, and it was like, yeah, he's not probing into exactly what all she could do or what she can see and whatnot. And that's just stupid. So they wishy-washy on Cortana's personality, which is weird. They keep involving this alien bitch doing shit, which is equally weird. And then it's like, you don't care because there's nothing to it. There's no sense of importance towards anything that she's doing because you don't give a fuck. She's the bad guy. It's not like she's getting closer to her goal. She's just doing shit on the side. Eventually, her and Master Chief are going to cross paths, obviously. But for the most part, who gives a fuck? It doesn't do anything. It doesn't mean anything. Hell, you had like a bunch of little worm creatures. She had a bunch of worm creatures kill a bunch of people, which was stupid, considering the fact that essentially it would have made more sense to use them in order to find out the information that she was looking for, but she just straight up killed them, and I thought that was dumb. Because it was like, how is that your mindset? But whatever. Then you got a Short Round. So Short Round's on the little trash planet with the black guy, and then she's being the stupid bitch again. So then she's talking about freeing her planet from a guy that's taking over, or that's the bad guy that's over there or whatever. And it makes no sense again, because it's like her whole identity now is to get revenge on this guy who had nothing to do with her father's demise, as well as like be completely confused or forget the fact that fucking aliens exist, because that's one of the main issues with this show, was that there's aliens. All of the bullshit going on between the humans is stupid and inconsequential because of the aliens. The aliens are the massive threat. A good storyteller could tell you that you would basically have in there the indifferences, the different, like, you know, all people like not liking each other or shit like that going on. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's like the ends justify the means. I might not like the fact that you're doing these experiments or that you're making a fucking Cortana or whatever, but it's all to fight the aliens. So, cool. But then you just keep that something under your thumb, so when you finally beat the aliens, then you can release it. Then it's like, oh yeah, this has been a long time coming. They've hated each other all this time, but they've had to work together because aliens, but now the aliens are gone. Boom, now they got to do something. Or you could just introduce more aliens. I don't know. I don't care. But it's just, you have to, that should be something that's taken, like, just human inequity just should be taken aback because of the fact that there's a huge and greater threat. But that's what someone who's actually competent would do. And again, this series is supposed to be based off a video game where all you're doing is going around shooting. And they don't do that. Which, again, is equally more frustrating, because it's like you're focusing on a story that's like, why the fuck would you do that? This thing should be focusing on action and then have a story along with it. But nope, because someone thought they knew better than everybody else. They're so smart. And they're like, so smart. But equally more of the dumb shit going on within the show. But essentially, it's just so stupid that you have Short Round going around being like, I need to get back home and get my father's generals to come together. And it's like, where the fuck were all these people when his ass was getting obliterated? Or also, what the fuck, why would they listen to you? Because you're related to your dad? That doesn't mean that your ass has dead, like, you, like, you've earned their respect or shown leadership at all. Like, it doesn't make any sense for you to return to him, because there's nothing you can give them. Hell, when the black guy admitted, he was like, you ain't got nothing. He was like, you have absolutely nothing. And it was like, yeah, upon learning that, then what exactly are you hoping to accomplish? And it's like, I know they're gonna have her do her speech, because they always do this shit. They give the girl a speech, they have her sit there and rally everyone together, give a speech about her father or what she's been through, and she cries a little bit, and everyone decides, like, it's all right to die for her. And then during a fight, she might get a little bit dirty, but nothing really terrible is going to happen to her, nor will she die, because why would they kill her? She has a vagina. And that's all there is to it. That's what's going to happen. At first, they're going to be like, yeah, we ain't listening to this bitch. Then she'll give the little cry speech. Then they'll be like, I'll die for this bitch. And then they'll die for that bitch. And then again, it'll be stupid, because you just have to sit there and tell yourself, aliens. You'll just be going, aliens, the whole time. Just, what the fuck are these people doing? There's aliens out there. And it's the stupidest thing ever. But this is, They're having Master Chief basically have these weird wiggy dreams, which again don't do anything, and are proven time and time again to not be anything. They're constantly, I mean fucking constantly, trying to just shoehorn in one of the Spartans being suspicious about him, and she's being a nosy Nancy, and it's the stupidest thing ever, because even she mentioned, she was like, we grew up together, we've been training for years. Like, we all know everything about everyone. So, which is why the other Spartans being so dedicated to this nigga makes sense. He's the best, and they're soldiers. So, if there's a problem going on with him, they generally would be concerned. They might not have feelings or emotions and shit like that, but they should still be concerned. So, having her just be nosy as if she's like, you know, it's like, I'm generally scared. Are skeptical of stuff, and it's like, yeah, what the fuck are you skeptical of? Who do you have to report to? Y'all all function under the same group of people that Jesus Christ. And it's like, where are you gonna go with this information? Like, she's finding out shit and is not dealing with anything other than her just being like, you're going against the prime directive or some bullshit like that, and which is gonna be lame. But if anything, it would be dope if she was like, essentially, she's slowly figuring out that, like, or like, it's revealed that she basically already did that a long time ago. And because of that, she now feels closer to him, that she can express the fact that, I've had to suppress my emotions because I've gotten rid of the little bee pill or bee, whatever the thing is. It was like, I've got rid of it a long time ago, and I've had to suppress my emotions because I don't want no one to find out. But now that you know, like, yeah, it's wonderful. And then they have a little shared experience, making her a far more understanding companion. And then, like, certain stuff happens, which kind of goes with the reason why they locked those emotions away from them in the first place, but also actually proves to be valuable at the same time. So then you see and understand that maybe they don't need to get rid of the emotions. But then you just have the issue with the other Spartans, who essentially are like, nah, we just soldiers. We don't give a damn about any of that. Just a nice little duality thing going on, but they're not. So my prediction is that essentially this bitch is gonna like cry to some superior officer, and then at some point they're gonna take the lab away from the white lady, scientist chick, and then essentially the daughter will be in charge of some shit, which is gonna be also equally unnecessary, because it's like, how's this young bitch all of a sudden like so proficient and high up in ranking with shit? The bitch, she's the daughter of the scientist chick. How the fuck does that give her reign to study scientific, the alien artifacts? And like, cause that's her position or her department, when realistically the mother is far more suitable than anybody to study anything. It makes absolutely no fucking sense. But whatever. And then also, why would the daughter be the one that would be in charge of such a thing? Why would it be not another person that is high up on the rankings or whatnot that has an issue with the mother? And then essentially the daughter is working for them as a way of trying to get back at the mother. Something smart and clever like that, which would explain a lot, But no, it's just the daughter is in this high-ranking position. Fuck you. Stupid. So, you got that old chestnut going on, which also is equally annoying and stupid. It just means nothing. Like, all of it is just so meaningless because it's like all of this infighting and going against each other, again, is ultimately pointless. It doesn't matter how the show tries to sugarcoat it. It's ultimately pointless because of fucking aliens. And I can't stress that enough. There are aliens out there, bitch. Why? Just why? Well, that's it for that.